Yeah, so 3 years ago, Dawes played a show 15 minutes from my house, and this is up, you know, in Aurora, Illinois, and I didn't get a chance to see them. And then, like, I randomly got an email from the Castle Theater that was like, show's coming near you, and like, I've been really loving the lineups they've had. And I saw Dawes, and I was like, yeah, there's no way. I was like, are you, like, that's awesome. Like, I finally, I don't know, I can, like, finally check that off of my list of regrets.
So on GLT, we ask people what is on their turntable. Every time we talk to one of the record store owners in town, and every once in a while, someone hits us up, and Taylor sent us an email saying, Dawes is coming. I want to talk about Dawes because I've been playing nothing but Dawes. But 3 years ago, they had a little bit of a different sound, didn't they?
A very different sound. And I'll be the first to admit that the first, like, spin that I bought this record, I'm not going to not buy a Dawes album.
So what song are we listening to right now?
This is the lead track on the album, We're All Gonna Die. It's called One of Us. If you heard this song, you're not thinking Dawes of, you know, 2011, 2013. They kind of like made a name for themselves as like indie rock revival, which is a huge thing now. And it's so broad, but they always kind of put a little bit of like a Tom Petty twist on it, a little twangy, a little bit southern rock, a little bit just something to like draw them out from the rest of the crowd. And they kind of seemed on this album to go back to things that everyone's doing. It's like they made a name for themselves with this unique sound, and now they're kind of playing catch up with how indie rock is changing with synthesizers, trying to sound a little bit more pop friendly, but it's still the same band. And the thing that hasn't gone away, which I'm very thankful for, are the amazing harmonies that they can put out. Everyone in this band sings. And if it wasn't for Taylor Goldsmith, their lead singer, I'm pretty sure the rest of the members could be a lead singer in some other band. About the secret dreams of learning how to dance. To hear four-part harmonies in an otherwise pop-ish sounding indie rock record, it kind of takes you by surprise. And I think people who haven't listened to Dawes before, who might hear, you know, basic four chords, you know, tambourine, just very commonly structured indie rock songs, are going to be surprised when they dig into the lyrics, listen to the vocals, and realize how talented these musicians are.
Dawes has been described as a band with that Laurel Canyon sound, which is a reference back to the late 1960s from, oh my God, Joni Mitchell and maybe Jackson Browne and a lot of those folks. Does it really apply?
Yeah, absolutely.
No. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, maybe another one?
That's the one I was about to say. Yeah, I think, you know, Neil Young is probably the closest that I would say in terms of sound. And then also, like, this immeasurable, like, vibe they have. You kind of get the feeling that this is music you're going to be listening to on a road trip, where you're going to be connected to something other than yourself. And it's not going to be your cell phone, right? You're going to be listening to this when you're, you know, out doing something outside. Or, you know, staying active. It just makes you want to like go out and see the world. It kind of gives you a soundtrack for like all these experiences that you want to have, but you know, other things get in the way. Your job, you're on Facebook 9 hours a day, something like that. You know, this music, I feel like, inspires you the same way Neil Young kind of always did, where it's like, no, I want to get out and see the world. I need to know your secret. I'm asking you for help. How do I fall in love with anything like you seem to do so well?
We're All Gonna Die is the name of the album. It's Dawes. We are at the Castle Theater here July 31st. Taylor Bauer is taking us through this album. What song do you want to go to next?
So the lead track on the album was called When the Tequila Runs Out. And this was the first song I heard on the album when they were starting to do promotions for it. This is the one that kind of made me take a step back and think, this isn't Dawes anymore. It's very upbeat, and they've always been a little melancholy, but then when you really hear what they're singing about, it's about the same themes of, you know, like togetherness, coming together with your friends, your family, and while in the past they've sang about, you know, hard times bringing people together, this time it's tequila. There were a lot of leather jackets, there was a haircut reading palms. There was a line outside the bathroom that didn't really move. When the tequila runs out, we'll be drinking champagne. When the tequila runs out.
I take it the change of music has brought their fans along with them as well?
Yeah, I mean, like, everyone I know, and just, you know, from what, like, how the album did when it came out, has, like, been very positive about it. You never want to be the artist that does the same album five times, or even three times. And I think what they were running into is their first couple albums, you know, all the way starting back in 09, were very similar, and it was good, but you kind of get to a point where, you know, I'm guessing the artists didn't want to be that band that just sounded that one way. And I think that, you know, a huge part of that is the lead singer and who does most of the vocals. His name's Taylor Goldsmith. The way he uses words feels very much like Paul Simon almost, where you don't feel like he's trying to get all, you know, broad, or he's trying to like make some general like comment about the world. Like, no, he's going to be specific. He's going to talk about himself, first person, you know, I, me. And it's going to feel like he's telling you a story. I'm always weary at people who are really focused on doing, like, you know, things about them, because then it can be harder for, like, listeners to, like, relate to it. But the way he does it, you just kind of hear it in his voice, and, like, you can read it in his lyrics, that he's gone through some things that, like, are universal to, like, the human experience. And he does a really good job of putting it into words where I think a lot of people might struggle with.
All right, one more song, Taylor Bauer, from the Dawes album, We're All Going to Die.
So, as if the name of the album wasn't uplifting enough, the last track is called Quitter. Kind of sounds like a negative, but this is like an upbeat, kind of like low-key funk sound that I didn't really know that they could do. And I think this is a perfect example of how the album surprised me, and I'm sure surprised other fans, that there are so many different sounds going on and so many different influences that you don't really know what to call them, especially on an album like this where they've kind of rewrote their like genre and their sound. They're all of a sudden kind of taking, you know, their music back and saying, you know, it's not this, it's not indie rock, it's not, you know, Southern Rock Revival, it's going to be like us. It's not all over the place. It's very direct in its way of saying, like, this is what we want to talk about, but, like, this music is supposed to kind of give you the energy to, like, think about it and know that you can be honest with yourself and not get down. And I feel like that contrast between, like, darker lyrics and more upbeat instrumentals is a nice way of saying, like, you know, if you're not where you want to be in life right now, you have the power to change that, and you can do it without having to sacrifice, like, what you truly think of yourself.